We'll probably be pretty similar. We've obviously still got a couple of niggles that we're sort of counting to try and get back. And do we take the risk as such in bringing them in for Thursday? And then we've got 3 weeks before the next game. We'll weigh that up as the week goes and see what happens on their recovery side of things. But as I say, we've got a fit, strong squad. They'll recover well. And be ready to go and hopefully give him a good shot on Thursday.
Looking at the goal, I mean, it was a fantastic finish, wasn't it?
Well, from Jess, yes. It was a very good finish. You know, I mean, to be fair, she must have dreamt about that last night, coming back to the chemo, you know, having had 17 months away, and it was, you know, she roasted an England defender, you know, and left her in her wake, you know, and we know that's what Jess is capable of, and we want that to continue. We want more of that, and we expect more of that from Jess.
I know it's a 4-1 loss, but there are plenty of positives to take from this, aren't there?
Without a shadow, you know, as I say, the girls are a little disappointed. I think the staff are a little bit disappointed because, you know, we've prepared well for this. And as I say, I think just the score just puts a little bit of a tarnish on it as such, really. When for an hour, 70 minutes, we competed very, very well. And if anything, probably, you know, could have sneaked a lead as such, really. But unfortunately, we didn't. They did. Good luck to Chelsea in the next round. It's a shame that we've not progressed, but... It's as they say, focus on the league.
And how glad are you that this season is now underway? Because I know there's been plenty of training happening, but you're now back on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, you're preparing in the winter for a summer league, you know, and it's hard work for the girls, but they've applied themselves brilliantly, you know, and been really, really pleased with their efforts and everything on that side of things. And their application has been for first class. So, you know, to get back playing in competitive games, that's what they've been itching for, and that's what, you know, the whole staff have been itching for.
And of course, facing Chelsea again, is there anything you've learnt from today regarding the opponent?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that they're a good, strong side, that, you know, the physical side, and they're also prepared not just to play football, they're prepared to go front to back very quickly, which, you know, was something that we didn't necessarily expect, but they were prepared to go front to back quickly, and I think that's credit to our girls because we pressed them well, so they decided to hit the longer ball.
And I know that this is the FA Cup, but on Thursday it's the league. The TV cameras will be here. It must be a game you're looking forward to.
Yeah. I mean, I think everything's always different on an evening game. And is it under lights? The cameras are here. Hopefully, you know, a decent crowd as such to come along. And the girls know that they're not a million miles away from the top team in the country. So, you know, lots to look forward to on Thursday.
And I was going to say, when you're saying that, what is your particular aim for this season in the league?
I think initially, before we got probably some of the signings, we'd sort of said we're aiming for, you know, sustainability and remaining in the league. But the reality is, you know, with the squad that we've got together, and now, you know, you get a benchmark once you've played a couple of teams. Ideally, we want to be top six, you know, and pushing on from there.